Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to be together again. Thank you for joining me. And if you're a new listener, welcome. We pray that you're blessed in Jesus' name. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. And what I've been ministering on the last several days is the ministry of the prophet and the gift of prophecy. And some of you might have some questions, and for some of you, of course, this is all going over familiar territory, but there's always new babes in the faith. And even for us who've walked with the Lord for a while, it's always, always good to have a reference, to have a reminder of the things that are basic in our lives, because we need that. That's why God gave us the Word, so we could spend time in the Word every day. Even though we may be very familiar with it, we can see new aspects, new highlights, new revelation that the Holy Spirit gives to us as we read the Word of God. Remember, maturity is not an overnight process. We go from glory to glory. He changes us as by the Spirit of the Lord as we look into that perfect law of liberty. And so God has a process in each one of our lives. And sometimes there's seasons. Beloved, let me tell you, if you're going through a season of affliction and difficulty, sometimes God's people, it's appointed of the Lord that we have to do that. And sometimes it's in the time of sorrow and suffering that our greatest spiritual growth takes place. Now, if you listen to some, you'd think that perhaps you shouldn't be going through trials, you shouldn't be having battles, it's all victory and rejoicing. Well, beloved, praise God for those saints who can experience that, but I do know that some of God's choicest vessels are going through the furnace of affliction, but they will not be destroyed. The flame will not kindle upon you. You might go through the waters, but you shall not be drowned, because God has a purpose. He wants to show His glory. He wants to show His intervention in your life. And so, beloved, just be encouraged and know that God is a good God. Regardless of what you're going through, He will lift you up. He'll bring you up out of that miry pit and put you upon a solid rock. Excuse me. So you can declare His goings, as the Word of God says. So, beloved, we want to continue on in this message. And as I was sharing on yesterday's broadcast, the Bible is God's revelation to man. It's His complete revelation to man as far as the written Word of God. Nothing can be added to it or taken from it. It was given to the church, the church leaders, if you will, elders of the church in the early centuries of the church's existence. It was codified. It was agreed upon that these were, after much prayer, were certain. And of course, we can say, even to the unsaved person, the natural man, they cannot discern the things of God. Neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. And until a person is born again, I mean, you might be able to get some good moral teaching, as some do, out of the Bible, but the true revelation only comes when your eyes are open and your spirit is quickened and made alive by the Spirit of God indwelling, which occurs when a person finally will bend their knee and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, rejecting the things of the world. Some of you listening, I know you've gone through a lot of things. You've tasted a lot of joys and pleasures that the world would have to offer, and you will find, and you are finding, that it's not satisfying. So God is calling His people home. And I'm sensing in the spirit there's an increased activity. One of the things we have been praying and burdened about in our prayer group at church is there are many who have been exposed to the gospel, to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. They've even perhaps been in church at one point in time. They've had people, Christians, speak and plant many, many seeds, and they're on the fence. But I'm telling you, beloved, those on the fence are going to have to make a choice. That may be true with some of your loved ones. Well, I want you to know we're really praying up a storm that God will do what is ever necessary to save them and to bring them to their senses. And God is doing a work. He's very long suffering, but I believe his patience and long suffering is drawing to a close because he knows the end is coming. We are in the end days. Jesus is coming. I think we just waste our time trying to figure out when it is going to happen. It does not matter. What matters is we're busy, occupied about the work of the Lord and looking for his coming at any point in time and live our lives, live each day as if he could take us home, and none of us are guaranteed of our next breath, beloved. So just be encouraged. I believe God is dealing with many backsliders, with many who are unsaved, with many who have just skirted around and played at church. It's a time to choose, beloved, and we're praying the Spirit of the Lord to really get a hold of those who've been just on the fringes and not made a full commitment to the Lord. And so since I've been sharing this, and you may not be familiar with the gift of prophecy, you know, if you read the Bible, there's certainly the office of a prophet, and we know that the Bible contains many books, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, talking about the things that are to come, because a prophet foretells basically the word of God, and he does nothing but that he reveals to his servant the prophets. And so, beloved, the Bible is God's complete revelation to man. And so you might ask, many might ask, why do we need prophets? Why do we need prophecy today? And some say we don't. Well, to understand this, we need to look at two Greek words in the New Testament. These two words are translated by the English term word. They are logos and rhema. And should I just, the Lord's quickening. If you read the New Testament, Paul is talking clearly about forbid not to prophesy. This is the great Apostle Paul who had great revelation, who spoke, who wrote down epistles for the church. And if he says forbid not to prophesy, those who feel it's not for today, I wonder what they just have to tear that out, I guess, if they don't believe in it. And God is he says forbidden not to prophesy. In fact, of all the spiritual gifts, you're to do that, because why? Others can be edified and blessed. But let's go on now to what logos means and what rhema. I know to some of you this is quite familiar, but some may not understand or know, and so it's good to go into the word of the Lord. When we use the Greek word logos, we are referring to the written word, the logos of truth, the Holy Bible. As an example, a scripture reference in 2 Timothy 2:15, the word of God says, "Study and be eager and do your utmost to present yourself to God, tested by trial." Unfortunately, we'd rather not do that, but that's how God tests us. Oh, and it goes on in that verse, "A workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightfully handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth." That's how Paul defines it. He speaks to his beloved son Timothy, the last which he wrote shortly before his homegoing, and he speaks of it as the word of truth. John speaks of the word that was from the beginning in the first gospel of John. From the beginning, it was with God, was God, and that from the beginning was God. And that word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's 1 John 1:1. And in 14, in the beginning, before all times, was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. Just so you didn't get it, if you didn't get it the first time, he's being very clear. The Word, he was the Word incarnate, if you will. His will, his character, all that is in the Word of God, he is, if you will, the living Word of God. As you can understand, I'm making distinction between the written Word, the book, and Jesus. Verse 14 says, and the Word Christ became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as the only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace and truth. I want to share with you a beautiful passage from Isaiah 1 through 11. I'm going to read it all. Comfort ye my people. This is prophecy right here. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her. Her warfare is accomplished, her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Well, there's more, and I'm going to continue and finish it on tomorrow's broadcast, but my time is drawing to a close, and I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. This is a ministry of prayer and correspondence. I pray and fast regularly for the needs of UCM partners. If you have needs, beloved, if you've been praying for yourself, you don't see answers. They're power in agreement. Times myself, when I've been praying and I need a breakthrough, I'll ask someone to agree with me. There's power because Jesus said so. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and I will pray as soon as I receive your letter. And if you send an email, I invite you to share your mailing address, because I respond by way of correspondence. I love you. I thank the Lord for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.